Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Word of Almighty God records God's ordination of the family, Genesis 2:18-24. It also provides instructions for husbands and wives, for parents and for children. The truth is that families in our nation and throughout the world would be healthier, more fulfilled, and more stable if all members of the family live by the teachings of Scripture. When Americans knew the Bible better and had greater respect for it as the Word of God, divorce was rare, and marital happiness was the rule rather than the exception. Today, according to Dr. Joyce Brothers, only 2 marriages of 12 are total marriages, that is, marriages that are fulfilling and permanent. If what I have said about marriages is true, why did our Lord tell the men on the limited commission, "And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death"? Matthew 10:21. Does that sound to you as if Christianity is good for families? Why, in the name of common sense, would brothers turn against their brothers and parents and children against each other? Although some who claim to be Christians think Christianity ought to be pleasant and an easy way of life, there have been thousands of families that have been destroyed because someone in the family was a devout Christian and others in the family were enemies of the cross. You probably have known families which were torn apart because of differences in religious convictions. There have been cases where brothers in the flesh held different convictions, and one brother betrayed the other because of those convictions. Some governments, such as communist governments in Cuba, in China, and in the old Soviet Union, urge members of families to spy on each other. In fact, if the members refused to report religious activity in the family, then those who refused were either imprisoned or fined. The prophecy of Jesus has been fulfilled hundreds and perhaps thousands of times. Brother shall deliver brother to death. There have been instances in some countries where the fathers have reported their children for breaking those countries' laws restricting religious practices. It happens on a regular basis in Islamic countries like Morocco and Malaysia. If a Malaysian native decides to obey the gospel, he or she will likely be imprisoned. It is against the law in most Islamic republics to preach the gospel and to try to lead their citizens to Christ. A preacher in northern Malaysia told me of baptizing a young Malaysian woman. After she was baptized, she simply disappeared. Fathers and mothers in some countries are so committed to their religious beliefs that they will betray their own family members after those family members become Christian. Americans may have difficulty accepting these reports, but there is no doubt about their truthfulness. It could happen in this country if we are not very careful about the laws that are passed. Parents and children have a right to disagree on their religious convictions, but it is unconscionable that family members should deliver others in the family to death. The book of Revelation tells of some in the early church who were beheaded for the cause of Christ. We're not told if family members betrayed some of those who died, but chances are that did happen many times. Christ's predictions concerning the enmity that could and did develop wherever the gospel has been preached ought to inspire parents to teach their children about Christ and about the gospel. The children need to be so built up in the holy faith that they would gladly die for Christ and for His church. But even if family members betray us because of our commitment to Christ, we must not become unfaithful or compromise our beliefs to avoid persecution or death. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.